What we are doing here today is suspending classes in one school to allow for proper contact tracing with the best interest of the health and safety of our students, educators, staff, and their families in mind. This is the first time that we've had a situation in a school, and we want to ensure that the return to school plan we've put in place works properly and effectively. That is part of the reason for this decision.
And that is the Education Minister Tom Osborne speaking from yesterday's media availability, of course, to talk about that first case of COVID-19 in the provincial school system. Dean Ingram is the president of Newfoundland and Labrador's Teachers Association, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
And good morning to you and your audience.
So has the government made the right move in closing Elwood Elementary?
Yes, they have. The closure for the 2 days, the closure to ensure that appropriate measures are being looked at, is definitely the right call. And I think it's reasonable to expect that as the day unfolds, there will be a reassessment. And should the situation require further action, I would certainly support the government taking those actions needed to further ensure safety of students and teachers as well.
And Mr. Ingram, do you think that it was a misstep that they did not close the school first thing on Monday?
Well, I spoke with the minister over the weekend, expressed concerns that I was receiving. Whether in hindsight, I think these are things that should have been considered without question. But at the same time, at the end of the day, the right decision was made. And it's important that public health communicate with the school community as promptly and efficiently as they can. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is the right decision was made.
And I mean, how concerned are you? What are you hearing from the teachers that you represent?
We've heard from a number of teachers, and certainly this mirrors what we're hearing from parents. I mean, parents can't understand why there's a discrepancy between standards that are in place in schools and standards set in the general public. But there is a tremendous amount of anxiety out in the system. And I think Mr. Stack made reference yesterday is that the attendance rate in Deer Lake was extraordinarily low, and that's a function and shows the degree of anxiety that's in the system. And I think it very clearly illustrates these situations, and not just in Deer Lake, throughout the entire province, why now, perhaps more than ever, it's time to reassess why the measures we see in our school system are less than what we see in other public venues. It's something we've been advocating for since March and saying that there is a huge concern with the degree of discrepancy between our school system and other public venues.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I'm not aware of it, but I don't know why it is, but I think that discrepancy needs to be bridged, needs to be addressed. We've held our position, that's been consistent since March, that discrepancy is a concern for many in the public. As I mentioned earlier, I've received numerous emails directly from parents who are concerned with their children going to school with these different measures, and they really can't understand why that discrepancy is in place.
What would you like to see happen to strike a better balance?
Well, I think one of the first things that we think should happen, and it's consistent with the message we've said since March, since this all started, is that masks should be mandatory K to 12 unless there's documented exceptions. In the absence of mask wearing, physical barriers are needed. Recently, there's been an opening up or expansion of activity in the school, extracurricular. This isn't consistent with the measures we see in other jurisdictions that have actually been hurt by those bad decisions. Now, that being said, we think we have to sit back and ensure that these measures are there, and we need to look at enhancing the protocols rather than expanding. This can create problems.
Do you know if any of your members are in isolation or have been tested?
Not that I'm been communicated to directly. I'm still awaiting an update on the exact dynamic as it affects our members directly, but I have had outreach from teachers throughout the entire province indicating their concerns with what they see going on around them. And it comes down to this mantra. We hear people, space, time, and place. But there's questions as to how much those measures adhere to and are applicable in our schools or applied in our schools. They're very applicable, but are they applied? And the province had a lot of success in keeping COVID at bay by following that mantra. We had large numbers of people in smaller spaces for extended periods with poor ventilation is problematic. Well, that description is a description of many of our province's classrooms. The premier said it or certainly alluded to it, that we have a chance to stop this. But there needs to be responsible action, there needs to be decisive action. And I would strongly advise that one of those actions that need to be taken is looking at bridging the gap and having our schools positioned to have the same level of safety measures within them as we see in other public venues.
And what about the situation with substitute teachers? Are there enough to meet the need?
Well, it certainly came to light that across the entire province, we have a concern with the availability of substitute teachers, and there's a number of reasons for that. As I've alluded to in previous interviews, one of the problems is that we have a number of substitutes that last spring, because of the economic situation they found themselves in, sought alternative options. Some are teaching online, some have left the profession altogether. We made the case then, and we're making it now, that in the absence of significant measures, we would run into problems with that. Now, I am pleased that we are seeing some movements there. We've been in discussion with Minister Osborne on some of the measures that can be looked at, and we're certainly hopeful. We know those discussions need to continue, and we're looking at finding a measure for that. But the availability of substitute teachers across the province has become a problem. And there's a number of reasons for that. We need to focus on not just the recruitment of others, which are positive moves, but we also need to look at some retentive measures as well.
And I received a message recently from a teacher in the Eastern District, or, well, the Eastern region anyway, and they said, you know, it's important that media knows that there are some schools that are struggling to keep hand sanitizer, paper towel, and different PPE items in stock. Are you hearing that?
We are hearing concerns about the degree to which teachers feel that their work environment matches the needs in line with public health protocols. And we'd encourage any and all teachers that have those concerns to reach out to us so we can engage with them and their employer to ensure that all necessary measures that are needed are put in place.
And Mr. Ingram, as the president of the NLTA, what do you want to see happen as we head into what looks like the second wave of the pandemic?
Well, first and foremost, we've been pretty public with this, is that we need to see entrenchment of mask mandatory K-12 at the outset. It's something we've been advocating for, and I think recent developments illustrate the need for that. In the absence of mask options, we need physical barriers put in place. We need to restrict any additional traffic in and out of our schools that isn't absolutely critically necessary, and ensuring that enhancement of safety protocols are brought in to ensure that our schools stay open. Our position is that we want students in schools. Students need to be in schools. The best way to ensure that does happen is ensure that necessary measures are in place so we don't need to go to a place where students aren't able to attend school. It's in everyone's best benefit that they are in school. Implementing proper safe measures gives us the best chance of making sure that they do so.
Oh, and cohorting, this is something else that's come up, Mr. Ingram. Is it, I mean, if you talk to teachers sort of in private, I guess you could say, it's not very easy to keep track of students and their cohorts. What are your thoughts on that?
Schools are very dynamic and challenging environments with a lot of traffic flow through the entire building throughout the entire day. In the absence of measures that we see in place in other public venues that, as I've alluded to, the ability to maintain the cohorting situation becomes very challenging. If we want to maintain our safe environments, the best path to do that is to bring our schools to the same level of safety standards that we see in other public venues.
I hear your message loud and clear. Mr. Ingram, thank you so much for speaking with the VOCM Morning Show.
My pleasure.